Hey yo, we about to tear it up. Hey, yo.
Break, it down.
This right here is how we do it. Break it down.
It's the Breaking Atoms podcast, where we break things down to the very last compound. My name is Chris Mitchell, aka The Actual Factual. Today's guest is a true original, a one of one. Along with his partner in rhyme, Geechee Swade, he created his own culture within hip-hop culture. From rapping to fashion to his use of slang, this man's influence cannot be measured by any sound scan or numerical metric. He's been here for over 25 years and his discography is dope and deep. 1997's Uptown Saturday Night, which is a personal classic. Actually, no, it's a hip-hop classic. 2002's Let's Do It Again, Black Hollywood, Stone and Rob, Another Heist, Rag Times, High Times, and more. If I say, this is it, what? Then the whole world would likely respond with, Luchini falling from the sky. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, dogs, cats, personal shoppers, and body poppers. This is one half of one of my all-time favorite duos, top five dead or alive off one LP. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunny Chiba of Camp Low on the Breaking Atoms podcast. Check it out.
What it is, B? What it is? What's going on here? What's going on?
I'm good, man. I know I said it off the mic, but Camp Low, you know, one of my favorites, like me and my wife, you know, we bonded over Uptown Saturday Night. We have the vinyl in the house.
Well, I'm glad that worked out the right way, man.
Yeah, it did. It did. You know, I remember when we were dating and we were talking about some of our favorite albums, and it was like Camp Low was a cheat code. When she said, oh, you know, I like Camp Low, I love Uptown Saturday Night, I said, okay, all right, we're going to work out. So, yes, it's a big one for us.
Oh, word. Thanks, man. Thanks. I ain't feeling too fashionable right now, though, brother.
So, look, you know what I'm saying? You got the hat. You said, where it says anything goes. Come on, man. Even when you're relaxed, you know, you're still cool. It's all good.
Oh, all right. So, yeah. But you don't hear this music in the back, right, do you?
No, you're good. I don't hear. I only hear your voice. Let's take it to the beginning. Meeting Geechee Swade, starting Camp Low, and discovering that initial chemistry you both had. How did that unravel?
We had met through a girl named Alana. You know what I'm saying? I went to school with, summer school with, and then she had told me that she knew somebody on the block that had the same name as I had. So I came on the block on a mountain bike. She introduced us. Then he told me he was rhyming. So I heard him rhyme. I started giving him records or whatever. And after that, he introduced me to Ski and asked me if did I feel like, you know, ever wanting to rhyme. So I said, yeah, I tried out, man. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't rhyming at the time, but I tried out. So, you know, so after that, me and him came up with a couple rhymes over whatever beat he had. And then Ski came to the crib. And after that, it was Low I, on and on after that.
I hear you.
That's the beginning.
So what do you think is so special about your chemistry with Geechee Swade? Because in my opinion, as a fan, I think the best duos are two voices, but they sound like one voice. And that's what I get from you guys. What do you think creates that, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, you got to be around people for a minute to kind of, you know, get that rapport, that chemistry or whatever. So I think we was rocking every day almost until, you know, we started recording. And then after that, we came up with like a certain syllable amounts, like I think it was a 13 syllable style flow we had, and we put that together, plus going back and forth. Shout out to Danny the beat man, he helped us hone in that style, you know what I'm saying? And we brought it to Ski, and then from that point forth we just continued to rock the Low style, which is the back and forth. Cool. For us.
Okay, you know? All right, so we spoke to Clark Kent a few weeks ago. And he mentioned that you, Geechee Swade, and Ski used to record demos at his house. Do you have any memories from those days?
Oh, nah, that was before my time, Jackson.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Clark Kent, shout out to Clark Kent, but nah, I wasn't there for that one.
Oh, right. You know, so this is before Camp Lo.
Yeah, this is before Camp Lo.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's move forward then. Uptown Saturday Night. Classic album. Me and my friends in my circle, we talk about that album to this day. Do you remember what the first song was for Uptown Saturday Night, or that moment when you realized, okay, album mode, it's on now?
Coolie High, the original.
Okay, all
right. First version, yeah. I mean, we had re-released it or whatever on the Way Uptown, so it's on that album. And that was the first time that we knew what it was. But actually, before that, it was a song called "What's the Word." That's what started it all. And but as far as the album was concerned, it was Coolie High.
Coolie High. And that was on the Great White Hype soundtrack, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So sticking on Uptown Saturday Night, I want to talk about my favorite song from the project. I've got a few, right? So, you know, Coolie High, Black Nostalgia, Crystal Carrington, which I think is one of the best opening songs on a hip hop album, full stop. Black Connection.
Black Connect?
Yes, Black Connection, because I know it became a series throughout your career. Like, talk about Black Connection for me, because that song is the sample's nuts.
Yo, thanks, man. It just sounds cinematic. So, every superheroes need a good theme song, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So, you know, so that's why we kept rocking with it, you know. So, you know, Diamond Crooks, you know, pulling off heist. And we just kept pulling off heist after that.
I hear you. Ski, very important ingredient in the Camp Lo chemistry. We spoke to Ski too, and he told me about when he gave you guys the Luchini beat as a response to as a response to Politics as Usual. We love Ski. And between Uptown Saturday Night and Reasonable Doubt, I realized that Ski has probably produced about 15 to 20% of my all-time favorite hip-hop songs, which is kind of mad.
Really?
Yeah, it's mad. Like, Uptown Saturday Night and Reasonable Doubt are in my top 10 hip-hop albums ever. And he produced the bulk of both, so he's got a lot of my top 10. Talk about Ski and being in the studio with Ski. You've been around him for years. You know him as a producer and as a man. Talk about his brilliance as a producer and his ear for samples.
I mean, he got an ear for samples. He got an ear for, you know, freehand coming off the top, you know what I mean? Like, just playing on the keys or maybe drums or, you know what I mean? Your man used to rock, like some 10 Pan Alley type setup in the crib at one point. Your man would just be knocking on pick pots and pans and, yo, everything, man, shakers, all of it. So, you know, Ski is real easy to work with, you know what I'm saying? Because he don't stick to, like, one thing, at least not with us, you know? So, yeah, Ski is a phenom.
Yeah, I agree. And he's produced most of your projects, which we'll touch on now. I'm keen to know, outside of Uptown Saturday Night, what do you think, what are some of your, you know, you may say all of them, and I wouldn't be surprised if you do, but what are some of the other Camp Lo albums that you feel passionate about? For me, I love Another Heist, because I felt like it had a harder edge to it. Like, songs like Bionic, I thought were crazy. Ticket for Two was crazy. Stone and Rob. In your opinion, outside of Uptown Saturday Night, what are some of your favorite Camp Lo albums and why?
I might have to agree with you, kind of, like, but let me think. It's not really one in particular after Uptown that I'm, you know, like, in love with per se. So, I mean, it depends on what day I'm in. You know what I mean? What day, what mood, whatever's going on. That's, you know what I'm saying? So let me give you one, man. Black Hollywood.
on Good Hands Records. Yep, yep. Talk about why you like the album. I've got to big you up for Sweet Claudine.
Sweet Claudine.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it was just like, we had stepped away from that sound for a little second and then came back to it a bit, mixed up with like other type of feels. So, plus when, you know, recording it at that time, what was going on in life at that time was a pretty cool thing. So I'm gonna have to lean towards Black Hollywood.
80 blocks from Tiffany's, you hooked up with Pete Rock. Now you've gone from working with Ski, who I think is one of the all-time greats, to working with someone who may have even influenced Ski. Talk about working with Pete Rock. How did that connection initially happen? And what was it like branching out to work with another producer extensively?
Well, we had did like a mixtape over Pete Rock beats or whatever. But didn't rock with him directly. You know what I'm saying? So one day we was in the studio and technician and DJ, who did a phenomenal job on verses with Dipset and on the locks. So he was in there with Pete. So he was like, yo, B, yo, Pete coming through. So Pete had beats already. So he was like, yo, hop on this joint that Styles P was on. So he was like, he wrote the joint in like 2 seconds, right? It damn near seemed like it. Go outside to get some water, come back. Yo, I'm done. So he was like, all right. So he was like, yo, we need to do a whole app. So we did the whole app. So working with it was easy because we did it like, it was quick. You know what I'm saying? Like we was just knocking them out real easy. And he kept us in the crib. Wasn't too much going outside and all that. So we was just confined to just music and more music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Now, one of my, I say this a lot. I talk about my favorite albums, but this is one that surprises people. Will Smith, Big Willie Style, because that album is just a lot of fun to me. It's not serious. I can just put it on and just enjoy myself. I was so excited when I saw you guys on the track list. I was like, yo, Will Smith knows about Camp Lo. I was like, oh my days. You guys were on Big Willie Style, sold 10 million. Like, how did that connection happen and how did you hook up with, and the way you say it is the Track Masters. How did that go down?
Yeah, Track Masters. But, yeah. They had reached out pretty much, asked for cats to come through. I just, you know, they kept playing with me though. Like Will Smith was playing a stopwatch game with me, right? And I could never catch it on zero, right? He was like, yo, I bet you can't catch this on zero. I said, I bet you I can, B. He said, hey, yo, check it out. Right. So that was, you know, like everybody, Track Masters, Tone and Pope, they in there snapping, having a good time. It was a good time recording that record though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Who made the request for you to be on the album? Was it Track Masters or was it Will Smith?
Track Masters.
Okay.
To my knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will Smith, De La Soul. You've collaborated with De La Soul. They just got their masters back. Like, it's really interesting to me that
I just seen that with De La Soul talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really happy for them. Congrats to De La. But it's something that really strikes me how you can have people who are up here in the industry, people who are impactful and influential, but they can still look back and say, no, Camp Lo, I want to work with Camp Lo. That's always something that stood out to me, and that it's something to say about your influence that I can trace you guys' influence like back to other people. Even, you know, let's talk about it, Migos. I look at the way they slang, their fashion, and even though their music is not my type of music, I look at them and I think, I can see some Camp Lo influence, even if they don't.
Well, I'm not mad at them, though. But, yeah, I like them brothers, though. I like them. They got a different style. But, you know, yeah, they do got they are on their own fashion type situation, though.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think
I'm not showing.
Go ahead.
I'm not showing it today, though. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
I think for me, it's just the boldness to just be themselves. You know what I mean? I always get that from you and Geechee Suede. You guys were just yourselves. It didn't seem forced. it didn't seem like it was this gimmick. It's like when we spoke to Ski, he was like, nah, that's how they are. That's how they talk to each other. That's how they talk to me. It's not an act. And I'm like, yeah, I thought so, because I can hear it in the music.
Right. I mean, but you know, sometimes it's good to have your own slang. So when you're around, let's say 10 people in the room, you could talk back and forth. Nobody know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they trying to decode it and they shaking their head like, yeah, yeah. But I know they don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it used to be funny, though. But yeah, you know, the slang always been there since toddler time. You know what I'm saying? The parents were slang heavy and all that. So, you know.
I hear you. I had a friend. I won't say I had a friend. He's my best friend, actually. He was working at SRC Records. And one day he called me and he's like, yo, Camplo's on SRC Records. I says, you're lying. He was like, yeah, they're over here. Talk about going over to SRC Records and, you know, what that was like and, you know, why it didn't ultimately work out, in your opinion.
I mean, that was I don't know how to really explain that in total. Like, that was like one of those situations where we just came out of doing some deals or whatever. So it was like, you know, just a different color for us. You know what I'm saying? So we said, yeah, we'll give this a try and see how this rock out. But, you know, it ain't rock how we wanted it to rock. So on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever end up recording any projects over there that didn't come out? Or was it just like, you know, a few songs, this ain't working, we're out?
Nah, it was just a few songs or whatever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor as well, actually, that you did a couple of songs with Chad Hugo from the Neptunes. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. We did a couple one night. We had slid up in the stool. He was at the stool. So DJ Cat, we knew, he was like, yo, he had the stool. He said, come through. So we went to the stool, knocked a couple songs out or whatever. I don't have them, though.
Who has them?
Chad has them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but it was like elevated doors opening and closing. And then there was another joint that was... They were signature joints that sound like Neptunes. Put it like that.
Okay. Was there ever any discussions to have you guys on Star Trek? Was that a possibility at any point?
Like me, I always say anything's a possibility. You know
possibility.
What I'm saying?
But,
yeah. But it was nothing heavy in discussions. You know what I mean? We were just making the music, and then he was gonna put it out on a EP that he was coming out with, Action. And then we wasn't sure exactly what he wanted to do with it past that. So, you know, that's how it ended right there.
Okay, all right. And before we wrap up, Mr. Sonny Chiba, can we you guys sound just like the tape. It's mad. Can we expect any new Camplo music in the near future?
I mean, it should always be some lower music coming out. It'll be some lower music coming out. But we have been really, like, working on all kinds of music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you'll hear something from me. You hear something from him. You hear something from us. And just let it keep moving.
Got you. Sonny Chiba, I just want to say this publicly here at Breaking Atoms. We are big on giving people their flowers. We don't just want to wait for them to not be here to say, oh, you know, this person was great. That has its value. But the 14, 15 year old in me is extremely humbled and excited to get to speak to you because you're one of my heroes. And like I said,
thank you, brother.
Uptown Saturday night, bury me with my copy of that album. It means that it means that much to me, for real. It's really important to me, and it's a classic. It's in my top 10 hip hop albums ever. Me and my wife, we rock out to it, like I said. And Camplo are special. We definitely check for you still, even in 2021. You're that special to us, so thank you.
Thank you, bro. And I'm glad you got good ears, you and your wife, man. You know what I'm saying?
She listened. One morning, right? I tell you, we were on Genius, the website, and breaking down the Camp Lo slang together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, what does that mean? I'm like, I'm not sure. Like, oh, you know, like we were going through Belafonte, Vigor, Hard Buck Strut, all of that stuff. Then we played the Luchini video. Like, come on, man. It's serious for us.
Thank you, bro. Thanks, man. But let's keep it up. Let's keep it going, man. I look to be on a set with you again, B.
No, definitely. And next time, let's get Geechee Suede and Ski Beats and make this a party, you know?
Word up.
Big thanks and respect to Sunny Chiba for coming through on the Breaking Atoms podcast. Look, I usually do this whole monologue thing at the end, but truth be told, my throat is swollen, I've got chest pains, and I've taken a COVID test, so I'm going to keep this one short and sweet and be out. We are on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Break the Atoms. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at I Am Kinetic with a K at the end, and it's the same thing for Summit, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Hip Hop Chronicle, and we will be back next week with more hip hop conversations for the intellectual heads. Until next time, peace.